Welcome, everyone, to the first ever People, Power, and Democracy Public Forum. There are some familiar faces in this room, and some of you were in this same restaurant for some events we did back in 2010 when some of the same people here were involved in the New Mexico Independent. They're the same faces, but the organizations involved have changed a little bit. We still work with New Mexico PBS, and we are very, very lucky to have all the talent and technology from New Mexico PBS and wonderful student workers as well. We are KU, Kevin McDonald is our producer, our director tonight, and he's wonderful. Elaine is our news director at KUNM, and this audio is going to be available on KUNM later. We are also, Sarah in here from New Mexico PBS, and New Mexico In Depth, we have Trip Jennings, and we have Marjorie Childress in the back. We also have my intern, Anthony, from the New Mexico Newsport in the back. We have two interns from the UNMC&J department working with us as part of this project. All of these organizations have given very generously of their time and expertise and staff for this project, and I thank you all deeply. It's awesome. We're also very, very thankful for funding from the Thornburg Foundation that makes it possible for us to cooperate on this project covering good government issues around the legislative session. We did a smaller version of this last year, and we are getting bigger and better at it all the time, so we really appreciate that. We are here to talk about something we've all noticed over the past months and years, and that is the deterioration of our relationship with the people we have elected and the public officials who keep the lights on in New Mexico, keep the state running, and are supposed to be doing the people's business. Sometimes it works really, really well, and sometimes it doesn't, but the relationship has gone sour either way. Here to talk with us up at the table is Vicki Harrison with Common Cause. She's the executive director there. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you very much, Gwyneth.
To my right is Senator Sandra Rue, a Republican of Albuquerque. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Senator Bill Soles from Las Cruces, a Democrat from Las Cruces. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I appreciate being here.
We normally would like to talk to some people from the House, but they're a little bit busy right now. We didn't think they'd be stuck on the floor tonight, but we are very excited to talk with these senators and experts. We have Christina Fisher from Think New Mexico. She's going to talk to us in a minute. We also want to hear from you. We didn't invite you here just to sit in the audience or watch us online. If you have questions, Elaine, who I pointed out a minute ago, is going to take those from you. She'll either bring you a microphone, or if you wave and you write it down on a piece of paper, she'll hand it, whatever you want to do. If you are watching our live stream, you can find us and leave your comments and questions on Twitter at New Mexico PPD. That's New Mexico, P as in people, P as in power, and D as in democracy. You can also look for the hashtag NMGoodGov. That's NMGoodGov. And on Facebook, you can look for People, Power, and Democracy, and that will bring you to our page. Now, first, I want to start with you, Vicki. You released a poll this week. I mentioned it in a story. You did a survey of New Mexicans' attitudes about government and their faith in their government, and a lot of people were really surprised by what you found.
Yes. We ask this question every year, and we do it at the same time every year, the 1st of January, right before the session starts. And the question was, do you feel like things in New Mexico are headed in the right direction or headed in the wrong track? And you know, every year we get about, 40% that think we're headed in the right direction and 20% we're headed in the wrong, and then everybody else can't really figure it out. This year we saw almost a 20% drop in the people who thought we were headed in the right direction. And that is, of course, horrifying for us at Common Cause, because if people aren't involved, then, as I like to say, this little experiment we call a democracy is not going to work. And so I think that for us to see that really lets us know, we had a lot of scandals last year. And people tell me that, you get movement with scandals. You're not going to get any movement on the common cause issues of ethics and disclosure and transparency unless you have a scandal. And that's great, but the flip side of that is the public really gets unhappy and they really disengage and they tend to paint
all elected officials with the same brush. So this is truly a few bad apples spoiling the barrel.
And so, you know, I agree, scandals are really good for business. You know, for
especially
you,
for you.
Schadenfreude. But you are talking specifically about the former Secretary of State who resigned after it was revealed that she had been using campaign funds at casinos because she had a gambling problem, and Democratic Senator Phil Griego, who resigned after being accused of profiting improperly from a land deal.
Absolutely. Both of those cases. And, you know, they were in the news months and months and months. And, in fact, our former Senator Griego is in the paper again today. So, you know, people are not being held accountable. And, you know, those of us that have dealt with the legislature, when we saw the sentence that came down for Diana Duran, we were all like, wow, this judge is awesome. I mean, he's going to make her do public speaking engagements, write letters and papers and apologize. But if you looked at the comments online, the public was livid.
We did a call-in show and we talked about this. And
yes,
a lot of the calls were just people who were super mad and they wanted blood.
And it's just, I mean, it just really, it shocked me to see such a disconnect, because I'm thinking, wow, what a great sentencing. And the public is going, that's horrible. She shouldn't have her pension. She shouldn't have this. And so I think that this really gives us a chance to do something good and to really make some positive solutions before everybody is not engaged.
Senator Rue, we invited you here to be real mean to you.
Okay. I get it all day. I might as well keep it going.
You know, we are at a difficult period with these bad things in the news. Does this impact your relationship with people when you say, oh, I'm a state senator? Are people treating you differently? Are you aware of this shift in perception? Or do you think maybe it's just one poll? You know, what's the big deal?
Well, I think so. Based on some of the emails I get, people aren't necessarily attacking me or accusing me of anything, but they're expressing their concern and their support of some of the legislation that you're going to see this year about ethics reform, campaign practices. And, you know, you touched on this when we were talking about this earlier. So much of what we do in the legislature is based on timing. You know, I had the Sunshine Portal bill in 2010. If I had tried to run that a couple of years before, I would have been given the bum's rush. You know, everybody says there's a solution looking for a problem. But we got ourselves into a recession. The economy was terrible. We were cutting programs. And so people, the public, wanted to really begin, I think finally, for the first time in many cases, understand what is the process, what's going on. So that allowed us then to develop the Sunshine Portal, which essentially puts the business of state government online, because people wanted to know. They wanted to see what the state budget looked like. They wanted to know how agencies are spending their money. So to that point, you know, the things that you've been talking about as far as ethics issues, the public now knows more about that than they ever have before. And there's an expectation that we as legislators now will act on that. So, you know, public awareness and perception of these issues is what drives the legislature to pass laws and amend statutes.
And the people in this room who are going to call you later, they're the ones who are driving action on these issues.
That's my phone number's in the phone book. I'm the easiest guy in the world to get a hold of.
Senator Soles, have you felt this shift in public opinion? Do you feel that your relationship with the public is different now, that they're less trusting, they're more concerned about issues of corruption in other parts of state government or in the legislature?
I think people are very concerned about corruption. And so, yes, I see that. And I worry about it because I think it causes people to disengage, that it reduces participation. And I absolutely see that. Now, I don't see it that much personally. I try very hard to be very engaged in my district. I regularly get comments. It's like, you're not like those other guys. And I'm like, I am one of those other guys. I mean, I am in the legislature. But I think too often we all get painted with the same brush. And when there are problems and they see that we're not dealing with those in open and transparent ways, that it gives all of government a bad name. And there's a lot of good that happens in government. Government is important in people's lives. And too often we have people that just check out. And that's not good for anyone.